Those present, council persons, Kilpatrick, Sheldon, Tackett, O'Bell, Weiner, and Councilman Smiley, co-chair of the Finance Committee. First on the agenda is the recommended budget FY 2016 for the county executive. Presenting that will be... And everyone, as we move through, we've got four budgets to get a handle on. Just make sure we identify ourselves as we hit the table and begin. All yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 2016 budget request is for $2,167,000, which represents a 3.78% year-over-year increase. As you can see on page three, similar to most departments in the county, 85% of our expenses are related to personnel. We're holding positions constant at 13, no change there. These are the diversity numbers, which the administration takes very seriously. We're very proud to say that we have the first African-American as county attorney, first African-American as deputy CAO. And so diversity is important to this administration. Salaries on page six show 3.91% year-over-year change. That's budget salary step increases. Benefits as well, related to just the year-over-year increase in overall benefits. Everything else is flat. You want us to, want me to get into any detail about?
Just go through what you have and then we'll get our questions from members. Now, just let me go on the record that Councilman Hollins has joined us, Council President Bullitt, and also Councilman Redd and Councilman Cartier asked to be excused for personal reasons today.
All right, so none of the other lines reflect an increase. It's actually a slight decrease in contractual services, slight decrease in IGS cost guard.
Since this is the first budget up, let me ask you, the 52.8% for benefit cost rate,
yeah,
are we comfortable that with the rising cost that that's going to be sufficient? Because, I mean, that's countywide. That's what it will be. So it's not just this is the first budget up that has it in it. So I better get that question out of the way.
Yeah, I think that, you know, based on what we've seen trends as far as the last few months, we don't have a lot of data, but what we've seen is we've bundled healthcare services and we believe that that will translate into savings. So while it's a small sample, I think it's a little bit,
Now, I have the numbers in my office, and it seems actually relatively in line with what the last few percentage increases have been for that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what the rise, so I want to make sure that we're being prudent in that. That's all.
Yeah, I think we're right there, and I think that there were some, normally there's a bigger year-over-year increase in our annual pension contribution. That got aided somewhat because of good performance, had a good year. There was some found money and some of the settlement money, I think it was like $10 million that came in, so I think that eased a little bit of the pressure on the pension side for this year. So at this point, we do feel comfortable with it.
Okay, thank you. Councilwoman Capaccio.
Thank you. Can we just go over the lobbyist fees that I see listed in here for $36,000?
Yes.
I think this past 2 years, have we not approved it for 24.9 or something like that?
Seven.
Huh?
Would you give Councilman Warner a page?
I did.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it was... I'd have to go back and check.
It was like 24.9 for the first 2 years. Are we thinking we're giving somebody a raise or hiring somebody new, or
I'd have to check with exactly what. But no, I don't think we anticipate hiring anyone else. I think we're sticking with Arkansas, our lobbyists.
And just for the record, I submitted some questions relevant to object level three, and the county executive said he would respond. I don't know whether you had those answers or not, if not, because I just sent them over.
Was that related to contributions, other?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did look at those, sir.
Because we didn't, unfortunately, and I don't know, hopefully, as the CAO, I'll dump on you first allegation. Hopefully, the rest of the budget books will get here on a timely basis. We didn't get this one, didn't come in till Friday afternoon. Because normally, I like to get my question, the questions that I personally have out early enough, so that if I get the answers, I don't have to take everybody's time up like this.
Okay, I follow that. I did get the answers, so if you want to start with the contributions, $40,000 is our annual payment that the county makes to support the Newcastle County Chamber of Commerce. The community events are events like the annual chamber dinner, the LACC annual ball, the annual PAL outing. The $2,500 of recreational supplies are, and I'm sure you'll like this, councilman, for the fish, the carousel park.
For swan to eat.
And the other professional services, that line is, I'm pretty sure that's where the lobbyist gets paid out of. It may also be consulting or various studies the county executive may authorize to the year.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Any members of council have any other questions? Any comments? And for the record, when we're doing the budget review, we don't go to the public. Thank you very much. We'll move on, and I'm sure that was surprisingly brief for you.
That was very surprising.
Next, we have the clerk of the peace.
That was amazing. Brief.
This is a long one coming.
Good afternoon to all.
For those of you I haven't had the pleasure talking with lately, the good news is that since last summer...
And you are, sir?
Yes. I'm Ken Bolden, the clerk of the peace.
Just want to make sure you weren't impersonating someone.
We have not, on the personal level, I have not experienced a heart attack, stroke, or seizure in the last 6 months. So that's good news. The other good news is that during my rehabilitation, I learned how to tie a bow tie. So you can get used to looking at these for a long while. I would like to start out by asking you to all turn to page 8 in the budget book, because there are a couple things in here that need clarity, and I want to bring them to your attention early on, so if there's any questions, we can sort them out. First of all, you're going to see a notation on there in training and civic affairs, that there is an inclusion which caused an increase of approximately $6,000 that was added on to training and civic affairs, and I need to give you some history and explanation of that number. Early on, over the last half a year, there has been some ongoing dialogue between the administration and the row officers as a whole as to what we could do to help supplement what we felt was some sort of disparity between those personnel in our offices that were faced with not only city wage tax but parking. So we tried to figure a way to offset that, to cause some, you know, bring in some parity with not only our offices here but with the other people within the same job classifications that work at other job sites. We had discussed a number of remedies to that, to try to do that, and in doing so, we threw a lot of different stuff on the table, ran every single one of them by the law department, and was not surprised to learn that some of the solutions that we proposed might not be totally kosher, and the IRS might want to have some questions about some of our proposals, as well as possible conflicts with the existing bargaining agreements. Having said all of that, we have agreed as a whole, and I'm speaking now for all of my counterparts in the row offices in Newcastle County, with concurrence by the administration, that effective 1, July 1 in the new budget, that we are going to provide each one of our employees that now do not have one a parking pass for this building. And the money that you see here of $6,000 in my budget is translated into other budgets based on the number of bodies that they have in place that might be eligible for this. Now, I say might because not every employee will want a parking pass. Some are comfortable taking the bus, some live close enough to where they don't, but we built in some numbers to try to at least make them available. We're also going to be looking for some discounts, buying them in bulk or in group instead of individually. Now, having said that, you need to know that the number in my budget, $6,000, won't be enough to pay for that. It's going to be a little short. Maybe 150 to 200 bucks a piece per employee short, based on how many accept them, how many don't accept them. However, I am now in a position to pledge both to council, not for just my office, but for every row office, that if it goes forward and we proceed with this plan, which I'm hopefully, it's been so many years that we've been moving in this direction, I'm hoping it goes forward. We all pledge that we will not come back to you, not Deeds, not the sheriff, not Wills, not the clerk of the peace. We will not come back to you this budget year asking for any supplemental monies to help fund this. We will figure it out. We will adjust fees. We will move monies between line items. We will do whatever we have to. We will not come back to council for additional monies to help supplement this, no matter who takes them or who doesn't. We will figure it out. Now, the other couple things on here that I want to mention that seem to be in a constant state of change. In past administrations, specifically when this county executive was in office before, I represented the row officers and also the National Association of County Recorders and so on, NACRAC, it's a NACO affiliate. And during his administrations, all of my representations with NACO and those affiliate groups were, the dollars to cover those expenses were put in my budgets. We then had some other county executives, specifically Mr. Coons, the Honorable, and Mr. Clark, the Honorable, and they said, we're going to do it differently. What we want to do is that we will put those monies in our budgets, you put a zero on yours, and then you will go representing the county to these particular functions and the row officers and the other groups, and then you're going to give us an expense report, and we'll reimburse and pay out of ours. Worked for me. Monies were there. Now this county executive is back, and Mr. Gordon said, why is your travel money in my budget? And I said, because that's the way we've been doing it. He said, that's not the way we did it before. I said, you're correct. And he said, well, do you have a problem with us putting it back under your line item, which is where we both, quite frankly, thought it should have been anyway, and having it show in yours instead of inflating mine? I said, not at all. It makes all the sense in the world. So you're going to see those dollars where you have not seen them for years and years before. And that's why. Same dollars, they were elsewhere. So they've just been moved from one category to another to cover the same things. They're the two things that I did want to bring to your attention. And all the other increases or whatever, you know, salary and benefits, things like that, that I really have no say over at all. If anything, if you dig through the budget, you find out that, amazingly enough, because of retirement of my former chief deputy who came along today who helped construct this and the new bodies that are in place, then it actually results in a negative or a decrease in salaries. So any questions you have at all?
Let me get on the record that Councilman Dillner and Councilman Hollins were here when you first began, so they're on the record here. Is there any questions for any members of council? Councilman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I guess this year, my standard question is going to be, do you anticipate bringing any pay plan rate changes before us within this fiscal year. I mean, we saw probably 13 that came before us from various departments mid-cycle in this past fiscal year, and it became very frustrating. So this goes to the other row office also. You'll be asked the same question. It became very frustrating trying to understand why in the middle of a budget year we were seeing these changes coming forth. So I guess I would like to know if you plan on some. I know, or it's my understanding at least, that if there's going to be something brought to us that's reflected in your budget, that you can't do it until after the fiscal year, till after the budget has been approved. I would like to know if that is coming forth or if you anticipate anything mid-term.
Yes.
Okay.
And I will explain in brief what it is. The good news is it is going to result in a savings.
Okay, I'll take that.
Not an increase. With the retirement of, which I mentioned, of a chief deputy, who, because of his tenure and longevity, 18 years or plus, he's old, I don't remember anymore, with the time he's been with the county, you can't hear me, it's okay.
Jeez.
And the newer people that I'm bringing in who are not starting at that end. Plus, with the retirement of a former legal aid, row officer legal aid, and the trend to take those legal aid positions from the row officer and make that one specifically a row officer legal assistant, that would be the only thing that might happen. And because of the decrease in dollars with the new bodies in those places, there may be a reclassification that goes into effect just to make it all kosher as we run it through HR and the CAO. But let's be optimistic and say everything happens that way and everybody signs off and it's agreed, we save money.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Other than that, not a thing.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Michael Kozakowski, Newcastle County Recorder of Deeds. Well, good afternoon, council members, Council President Bullitt, my fellow row officers, departmental leadership and staff, and citizens of Newcastle County. Before I begin, I'd like to recognize my Chief Deputy Tom Ferrier, who's been very instrumental for the smooth transition and launch of the ROD paperless environment into the world of electronic recording for our primary business organizations. Much appreciated, Tom. A special thanks to my senior staff, Renee Boyle, who's here with us today, Ed Dale, who's minding the store, Lisa Shellum, and my confidential secretary, Burrell Gladney, for your strong support and continuous improvement by providing our customers with a third alternative to recording their documents through electronic recording. Now, we all have had the opportunity to review the FY 2016 ROD budget. I'd like to begin on page 12. On page 12, it highlights the ROD new programs, services, significant accomplishments of 2015, our ROD challenges, technology improvements for 2016, and reclassifications. New programs and services. In launching e-recording back in February 2014, the ROD has estimated that 15% of all documents recorded are now done electronically. We currently have over 150 primary business organizations on file to e-record with Newcastle County today. This new paperless environment provides our customers and the ROD with some cost savings. There is no need for ink, paper, postage, scanning. Plus, there's a significant time savings to record documents from 3 to 5 days for mail-ins to 3 to 5 minutes electronically. Our other ROD programs. We will continue our educational training program with Junior Achievement of Delaware and will continue to promote and educate our community with the ROD web videos and PowerPoint presentations. FY 2015 significant accomplishments. Since 2005, the ROD technology fee for documents recorded has generated over $810,000, which has provided many departmental technological upgrades for Newcastle County government. Another accomplishment is, since 2006, the ROD will continue with our Empowerment Continuous Improvement Matrix, which serves as a means of developing new and innovative ways to enhance the overall customer experience and provides a good communication network for the ROD staff, for which over time improves employee morale. An insourcing accomplishment is that we project completion of the rescanning of 5,200 mortgage books back to 1979 this fiscal year. If this project was outsourced, it would have cost the county $280,000. FY 2016 challenges, where our major challenge will be to generate over $6.1 million in revenue. We will continue to redact the Social Security numbers and identifiable information found on daily recorded documents, and we will continue to educate the public on our office facilities and computer system through the ROD PowerPoint presentation, newsletter, letters, and brochures. Another challenge we face is the rescanning of mortgage books from 1996 to 2000. This project, if outsourced, would cost the county $143,000. Technological improvements, purchasing upgrades for scanning of microfilm and books. Continue the back scanning of images in the imaging retrieval system and increasing the ROD list of document types to be recorded. Reclassification, the amount of time and focus to detail to create the ROD e-recording dynamics is not to go unnoticed by acknowledging a job well done by my chief deputy. The FY 2016 budget, the budget I am introducing today, is $2,264,193, which is a 0.66% higher than the previous year. But as you all know, I like to bring fiscal responsibility into perspective. The FY 2016 ROD budget is $345,220 less than the budget that I introduced to all of you back in 2009. These significant reductions in the ROD budgets are attributed to a reduction in the ROD cost incurred under our object levels of intergovernmental and contractual services. From 1996 to 2009, these services were approximately $650,000. From 2010 to present, approximately $250,000. The significant cost savings for the county and the continuous improvements to our internal and external customers are due to the successful partnership with our Information Systems Department. This partnership, created in 2005, will continue to provide our customers with state-of-the-art hardware and software and will keep our operating costs to a minimal. At this time, I'd like to take this opportunity to reference page 8 in the budget book. As you can see, the only increases are in the object levels for employee benefits, 0.46%, in training and civic affairs, 222.03%. This increase is due to the compensation of our employees for parking, which Ken Bolden elaborated on during his budget presentation. And last but not least, the ROD governmental services indicates an increase of 9.37%. I'd like to point out a decrease has occurred in salaries and wages of minus 2.34%, which does include a monetary reclassification of the chief deputy position. Currently, we have 3 vacant positions open. The account clerk 1 position is to be filled very soon. The deputy 2 position, which will be downgraded and filled in FY 2016, and the account clerk 3 position, which we are considering to unfund in FY 2017. The passage of Ordinance 15-008 last month by Council will increase the ROD fees assessed for every document recorded. The fee increase will create additional revenue for our county, and the fee increase begins tomorrow, April the 1st, 2015. The important technology fee increase will help provide the financial resources to make available to the Newcastle County departments and the ROD, so Newcastle County can always remain on the cutting edge of technology by launching new and improved technological initiatives. This does complete my budget recommendation to council. Are there any questions?
That's my job. Any questions? Councilman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. Okay, the same question about pay rate. I see reclassifying Chief Deputy Recorder of Deeds. Is that something that you will be bringing to us in July?
Actually, it's in the budget, and of course it won't go into effect. If you pass it, it will go into effect July the 1st.
Right. Do you foresee anything else?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Councilman Holloman, I thought I saw your hand.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Help me understand this reimbursement for the parking. When I look at the item from the clerk of the peace, I see $6,000, if I'm reading this correctly. And what I see here in your budget is $27,000.
Yes.
And I thought that the clerk of the peace was saying that all of these reimbursements were in his budget.
Only the portion that he allocated.
Just his office.
Yeah, just his office.
It's his office.
But he saved for all of us having to elaborate it, repeating ourselves. We asked him to be the dean and to articulate the council the position of the role.
I misunderstood him. So there's going to be a number in all of the budgets.
Yeah, ours is based on our full-time employee status. Even though right now I only have 24, but I had to use the number 27.
Yeah, I just misunderstood him. Yeah, okay. All right.
Any other questions from Councilman Warren?
Yes. The electronic customers include your law firms and engineering firms and others. You mentioned you had 100 and some.
150. Most of the filers are lending institutions, subtitle companies. We currently are recording mortgages, subordination of mortgages, assignments, and satisfactions. And I mentioned in my presentation that we are going to be looking at a plethora of the other doc types that we have and add those to the e-recording list in this fiscal period.
I commend you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Any other questions from any members of council? Hearing none, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks. We have the Register of Wills.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Afternoon.
Cyril Papadi, the Register of Wills. I just want to say in this blessed week, I want to wish everyone a blessed Passover or a happy Easter. I certainly
Thank
will
you.
Be celebrating the holiday with my family, and I hope you do with yours. Just like to report to council that our operation backlog is now at over $2.1 million in found income for the county. I want to congratulate my staff, Virginia Gokul, Chief Deputy. Last week, Virginia closed a 1998 estate, so it's 17 years. That brought $7,500 into the county of essentially found money. Thank you, Virginia. Tracy Henn, who is our office manager. Tracy has been working with me. Tomorrow we start a speed docket for the Register of Wills so that those families who have an emergency, given any nature, to get the estate open can go through a speed docket process. That's one of the things that the law firms have been asking for. And finally, Alex Milley, who couldn't be here, he's watching the shop back downstairs. He worked with me in closing an estate from the year 2000, 15 years old, and the heirs came into $1 million. After 15 years. Now that's a good story, right? But the heirs happen to be 30 charities, many of which are local charities. So local charities, after waiting 15 years, came to checks of $20,000 and $30,000. So we thank Alex as well. Just looking at the top line numbers, the revenues for fiscal year 2014, okay, third highest in our department's history. The revenues for this year are going to come in at about fifth highest in our department's history. Expenses up over small amount, 1.34% over last year. So I think everything is in pretty good stead. Sitting behind me is David Del Grande from Finance. David, thank you for your professionalism. You do a great job in working with us, and I want to thank you on behalf of our staff for helping us organize everything. We do have one salary issue, Councilwoman, and that is we all are also asking for a reclassification for our two chief deputies. But overall, and that will come, I guess, with all due speed. As soon as you say we're allowed to do it, then I will ask David, David, let's get it going, and come back to you to allow that. But overall, our salaries will go down. We anticipate this fiscal year by 1.24%.
Okay. Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
I think he answered.
Yeah, yes. I just wanted to go there first. I thought maybe
thank
you might
ask. Thank
and
you.
And you're sure you left the money in the budget?
Nothing other than what you just mentioned.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions for any members of council? Okay, hearing none, thank you very much, Mr. Poppin. Sheriff's Office. Can you take a brief 45-minute recess?
last
year was only 30.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Trinidad Navarro, County Sheriff. I'm going to be brief. I just have a few things I'd like to touch on. Our budget is essentially the same as last year. Three things went up. Intergovernment services went up $32,000. Salary and benefits went up $13,000. And benefits went up $21,000. And parking. Even though the dean spoke about parking, we put additional $13,000 in our budget for parking. 2 years ago, we had an audit done in the office, and they found what they deemed as material weaknesses, deficiencies, things of that nature. We addressed those deficiencies. It dealt with everything from how we received money and paid money out, and many other things that dealt with how we handled money in the sheriff's office. Mr. Wasserbeck came back last year and did a follow-up audit and found that we addressed all those inefficiencies and deficiencies, and gave us a very favorable audit this time. I don't know if you had an opportunity to see it or not, but I want to.
Since you dwell on that, I think it's important for those that may listen to this tape for them to know that you requested that audit.
We did.
Yeah, I just think it's important to put out here. You requested the audit because you wanted to know if there were things you needed to fix or change. And I think that was a great move. But I just think that should be on here. If we're going to mention it, it should be mentioned that that was proactive on the part of your office. So, thank you.
Thank you very much for pointing that out. Sometimes I talk faster than I think. It's a problem sometimes. We made all the suggestions that they had. We now have somebody, a CPA, who looks at our numbers every month, does test samples, basically does everything that the auditor would do, so it made this last audit easy for him to do. I don't know if you remember, but my first budget address, I talked about the diversity numbers in the office and how I wasn't really happy with where we were, where we stood with regard to how our numbers reflected our community. So you could just turn to page 7, our diversity chart. I'm very proud to say that for the first time in the history of the sheriff's office, or at least as far back as I can go, we have two men of color just hired as deputy sheriffs. They went through the process. The process worked perfectly. We now have 7 minorities in the sheriff's office, which is about 33% of the entire office. We have 10 females, which is almost half of the office. I'm really proud of the work that we did. And, it's something that I talked about, again, my first time, and we've addressed it, and I'm really proud of that. On page 13. On the very last, 13 addresses significant accomplishments, things of that nature. And the very last sentence, I just want to point that out to council that after each sale, when there's excess proceeds from share sales, I get a list of them from my real estate coordinator. And what I try to do is return those monies to people before it goes to Project Rightful Owner. Because once the money goes there, it's really, really difficult to get the money back. And what we've been able to do is, I have a search engine that I use, and say, Mr. Smith at 123 Main Street, the property was sold, they think they've lost everything. When in fact, if it's a tax munition, which means the property was sold because of back taxes, and the property sells for $75,000, and only $15,000 was owed, there's $60,000 lying there that the rightful owner is the property owner. Just this last year alone, we returned $94,177 to people who originally thought they lost everything. That number, since we started that program, is probably somewhere in excess of $150,000. I don't know. I know for sure that I'm the only sheriff in Delaware that's doing that. I may be the only one in the nation. It's one of the great pleasures I get is to return those monies to people. We've had banks call us up and say, you sure you want to do this? Because we've had individuals who had no means, no checking account, and really didn't have a bank. But it's their money. It's not the state, it's not the county, so I do everything in my power to return that money to people when we can.
And I applaud you, and I appreciate that very much. I myself wasn't aware. I figured when something goes to sheriff sale, that's it. But and it was just before you came in the office that I actually got a call from a constituent and said, look, I recently lost my house at sheriff sale. I said, well, you know, you lost it. They said, but no, here's the problem. I've got a job offer. I can relocate the family. I think I have $30,000 coming. That will be a big help. We'll be able to move. I'll be able to take the job. Mm-hmm. And I called down there, and it was there, and it was a surprise to me. And they managed to expedite the process and get the money and get it taken care of. And I don't know to this day what's happened, but I hope that everything worked out and they now have a good life before them. But it was made possible through the sheriff's office because they were, and the fact that you're doing that now on a sheriff sale basis, it is great for the people that have to go through a trying time as it is, but not having to fight, wait. And like you said, I know there are those who were ignorant of the process, like myself, who don't even realize they have money coming. So I know it's a blessing when they get here from me. So I appreciate you your being proactive in that. And I would expect no less a comment from the banks.
Well, thank you for saying that. You know, one of the biggest challenges is to get people to answer your calls. Because they think it's a scam, unfortunately. I mean, who really calls and says we owe you money?
Can you really blame them for thinking that?
I don't. But it's a program that we've been doing for about a year and a half, almost 2 years now, and we'll continue to do it. Two other things I want to touch on really briefly. With the support of council, we were able to purchase 7 new cars for the sheriff's office. Never in the history of the sheriff's office, as far back as I can go, we've never had new cars. We always had hand-me-downs from the police department, the big V8s, the gas guzzlers.
So they've gotten used to power steering?
Yes, they have. Yes. And they don't have to do this anymore. They roll the windows down. But we've seen a 50% increase in savings for mileage. I was getting about 240 miles in the old police car that I had before on the tank. I'm getting about 400 now. The deputies in the field, they say the same thing. They're very happy. I heard one of the deputies say, you know, I've been here 30 years, I've never had any car. Mm-hmm. So it's...
Now you can't get rid of him, Mark.
Her.
She's there.
So we're really pleased with that. We have, they're now 4 cylinders and a great gas mileage. They're bigger cars. They're not what the county wanted us to buy. The Ford Taurus, which was a police package, which was $7,000 more. We didn't need it. I didn't want people to confuse us as police officers.
Thank you.
I'll close by saying, that about 2 years ago I came to council and we discussed constable training for all of the deputy sheriffs. And at that time, there was some pushback for a variety of reasons, maybe something to do with what was going on in Sussex County. Now Sussex County and Kent County are in the process of training their deputies as constables, state constables. I'm not going to get into a lot of details, but essentially in the law it spells out what a constable can and cannot do. And their duties mirror what the sheriff's office does. And instead of what the General Assembly did 2 years ago when they said sheriffs can do nothing. The way the constables read, we can do certain things like if a judge orders us to take somebody into custody and they say no, what do we do at this point? Well, we've gone to the Attorney General's office and asked them. We've gone to the resident judge's office and asked him. And the reality is no one wants to give me a clear answer. So if we have the constable protection that the other two sheriffs have, Kent and Sussex, that'll provide a great deal of clarity for what our responsibilities, what we can and cannot do. So I'll be coming back to council asking for a resolution. Back several years ago, the General Assembly added this language in the law, sort of with our, I wouldn't say, we didn't necessarily bless it, but they asked about it, and because of problems they were having in Sussex County. So we asked them that the verbiage, or agree with them the verbiage that it should be approved by your county council, levy court, in order to have this done.
Any questions by members of council? Councilwoman Kilpatrick.
Thank you. Could we just touch on whether you believe within this next fiscal year that you are going to be coming back and asking for pay rate changes?
We will not.
Okay.
We'll see a cost savings. We just had one deputy resign, and he was at pay step 9 or 10, so the new deputy will come in at a lower step. But in the budget, there is an individual who's going from account clerk 1 to account clerk 2. But that's in the budget.
I saw that, yes. Okay, thank you.
Great. Councilman Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to compliment the sheriff for this final item on his list of accomplishments here. I think it's very commendable to reach out to those people who've gone through the foreclosure process and making certain that they're getting what's due to them. And it's not something that has happened. I don't know if it's happened frequently around this country or not, but I know it's happening here now since you're in office. And it's just a notable thing that you're doing to help these families out, as well as your successful efforts in affirmatively addressing the issue of diversity, because we do have a general manager, maybe some general managers, who feel that it is what it is. I feel that if there is some affirmative action, there can be a change in representation of the people who serve, and you've proven that, and so has the law department proven that. So when general managers tell us it can't be done, they can't find people, I just don't buy it, so I just want to compliment your board.
Well, thank you. HR did do a lot to help us with recruiting, getting the word out, and like I said, the process itself, it worked. So we're really pleased and we're proud about that.
I just want to note that at least one of your fellow rural officers hung around for support. The other two grabbed their life jackets and ran.
Okay,
thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And next we have the county auditor. It recommended the budget request.
Thank you, Council Finance Committee Co-Chair Smiley and other distinguished members of County Council for allowing me to present the FY16 budget for the County Auditor's Office. I actually want to go first to page 1.
And you are?
I'm Bob Wasserbach, County Auditor.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Page 1 is the organization chart. If you remember, last year, County Council approved a lower-level staff position in the county auditor's budget. And We're actually in the process right now. County Council approved it for a portion of the year in fiscal year 2015, and we've placed the ad for the auditor at all the local colleges, as well as we put an ad in the Sunday News Journal a couple of weeks ago, and it's also out of Career Builders. And a stack of resumes, so there are people that want to come. There are people that want to come to work for the county auditor's office.
I would definitely interview them deeply. do you require a psych exam? All
right, I'm sorry. We're going through these now and identifying obviously a smaller group of people, because there's probably 75 resumes here. Identifying a smaller group of people to interview. And hopefully we'll have somebody hired by Med. If we go to one of the things I forgot to do was at the very beginning in the organization chart, Lynn McIntosh, our part-time senior staff auditor, is sitting over here, and Lynn's a Delaware CPA like myself, and takes her job very seriously and does a great job. Sorry, I forgot you for a second there. On page 4 of the budget book, you'll see that salaries and wages and employee benefits are going up about $41,000. And that's due to having this junior staff auditor on staff for the entire year and the benefits that go with that. However, we were able to offset that increase in costs by a reduction in contractual services of about $27,000, which is about a 66%, of that $41,000 that wages and employee benefits is going up. So overall, our budget for fiscal year 2016 in comparison to fiscal year 2015 is a 4.73% increase. One of the things I wanted to point out in the challenges.
Mr. Wasserman?
Yes.
Would you mind, it's there, I just want to make sure we get on record, on the next page, on page 5, just touch on that contract, the reason you were able to lower the contractual services cost.
Oh, sorry. A couple reasons. One is when we budgeted for accounting and auditing fees last year, we were a little bit conservative because at the time we had an RFP out, and proposals for doing the job hadn't come in yet. So we were budgeting an amount that we didn't know exactly what it was going to be yet. And we budgeted a little bit higher than what the firm's fee proposal was that we eventually engaged. And the other reason for the decrease is because we're bringing another auditor on staff, that reduces the need to engage contractual auditors on a contractual basis to assist on internal audits.
Thank you.
And the increase in IGS costs, I presume, because I get a figure from IGS each year, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dave and Mike, I presume that's due to having this person on staff, this new person on staff for the entire year.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Been the shoulder.
I wasn't planning on going through every page, but one of the things I wanted to point out on page 7 under the challenges is the next to last item is engage this organization called ALGA, which is Association of Local Government Auditors, to perform a quality assurance review of my office to ensure we're in compliance with what they call Generally Accepted Governmental Auditing Standards, or GAGAS. There's actually in state code for the county audit function in Title 19, Section 14, there is a provision that requires the audit committee every 3 years to do a quality assurance review. Now, they have not done a formal quality assurance review. The current audit committee chair did review one or two sets of work papers in the past couple of years, and the prior audit committee chairperson did review one or two sets of work papers. But they don't necessarily have the time or the expertise to perform a full-scale quality assurance review. And when I say not the expertise, there's some people in the audit committee who haven't worked in the governmental sector. and these standards are specific to the governmental sector. So what I'm proposing to the audit committee is to bring this organization in. They have a peer review program. A peer review is basically the same thing as a quality assurance review. And I have actually participated on a couple of peer reviews of other governmental entities the past few years. And I believe because of that, it won't cost us anything to get this review done, except maybe some incidental expenses, which hopefully they'd send somebody nearby so there wouldn't be a whole lot of travel. So that's what I'm proposing for the audit committee. I don't think it's going to be a high cost, but we have some money in contractual services. And they will issue a letter to county council and the county council audit committee giving their opinion of whether or not our audit work papers are in compliance with governmental DAGAs.
Well, I don't want to take this off track, and I hope this comment doesn't, but you're a council employee, and in light of some of the recent, let's politely say, comments that have been made,
yes,
I believe this is a responsible thing to do.
Yeah.
So I hope that the audit committee will support your endeavor, and if possible, I will attend that meeting and just share my, as one council member, my support for it. I think not only for you, but for council, as your employer, we should have something like this.
Thank you.
If it don't turn out, goodbye.
As far as quality assurance review, I really think it would only take one person 2 or 3 days to do it. I mean, we're not a super big audit department.
You have no idea how much work she does to have
These two peer reviews I participated on, I was a member of a team of three on one and a member of a team of two on another. They were larger audit departments. I'm willing to ask, I'm available to answer any other questions that you might have.
Any members of council? Any questions? Councilman Taggart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bob, are you, and the amount of your reduction in contractual services, are you think you're being a little frugal? I mean, when the you get the new employee on, you think, you know, there could be a potential that you could reduce that even more, you know, depending on, you know, the speed that they would get up to and quickly, you know, perhaps.
I think the potential was there this year to, or next year, to reduce it by more. There's probably about $18,000 when you take out the fee for the external auditors out of that $104,690, because my office is responsible for engaging an external audit firm to audit the county's financial statements and do the audit of the federal grants. When you take that out of the $104,690, there's about $18,000 in contractual services. We may not need it at all this year. Last year we ended up contracting with an outside law firm, and that. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it was a hypothetical question, meaning, you know, it's just like your crystal ball. You know, obviously, here's your budget, and here's what you're working with, but, you know, potentially, you know, would there be opportunity perhaps when we get it on board maybe to even go a little bit further? Because if I was you, I'd be very frugal with that number because you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
Other? Yes. Just for the benefit of council, could I have everyone's attention for a second?
Bob, give us a minute. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, for the benefits of all council members, we had a very productive technology subcommittee meeting today. It was continued to next Tuesday, April 7th at 1:30 p.m., since special services isn't meeting then. And there are matters of interest to all of us so that we can meet our charge of getting back to the executive committee by the end of next month or end of May.
Yeah. Thank you for your gracious description.
That's what I was saying.
Anything else on the other?
Although my father.
Any public comment? Can I get a motion?
So moved.
Motion adjourned. Second, all in favor?
Aye.
But he didn't have.
Don't get used to this. I got a few.